Mike Engram, let's just say Mike Engram was an incredibly knowledgeable gentleman. He lived locally here for a few years, and he wrote for a magazine. So his knowledge of soul and jazz and artists was quite profound, being from the New York area and having relatives in Philly, as you'll hear. And just what an insightful individual that I'm going to remaster and bring back some of these shows from the mid-90s. And this is just part one, because I don't know if some of you remember, but back then I used to do three-hour shows. So this is part one of a three-hour show, November 11th, 1996, here on African Rhythms.
Mike Engram. Looks like we got... And welcome to another African Rhythms. And David Jones and Mike Engram. Looks like we got a little feedback here, so why don't we go into a tune and we'll work out all the little technical difficulties. But we'll be here until 9 o'clock.
You bring each day to me. to me.
That's Carl Sims and a group called Fiesta, and thanks for the memory. A nice way to start the show, Mike.
Not bad, not bad at all. How you doing?
I'm doing just excellent. Yeah, we finally got back to another three-hour show. It's been a few weeks.
Yes, feels like my rhythm now. I'm going to do some serious work here.
Okay, good. Well, we're both keeping busy, but we've got time for the real soul music.
Amen.
And some jazzy and Latin grooves, of course, for the next 3 hours. And we're going to start off in the usual soulful sort of a way. And then we've got a few goodies. Mike's brought some Isleys and Cool and the Gang and stuff. So we're going to find time for the full array of the soul music. And an artist perhaps we haven't played quite enough yet, Gladys Knight.
Oh, Gladys. You know, sometimes you kind of forget about how really great an artist Gladys Knight was, because she's been around a long, long time and has a huge body of work to her credit.
She does. And in 1991, she put out yet another classic, Where Will I Be?
There's nothing in this world that I can't do without. Take away everything I own, I'll still get along somehow. But when I think about you and the magic that you bring, I know if I lost your boy, I'd be losing everything. Ever easy, at least nothing that's worthwhile. There are days I can't face the world, and it's hard just to get by. But when I think about you and the magic that you bring, I know I can get.
And that proves Gladys Knight can blow away pretty well all of the modern soul competition, Regina Bell, I'm afraid, included. I mean, when Gladys gets down to it, she has no competition. She is the best, you know, at what she does.
Well, Gladys is definitely up there in the diva class of singers, for sure. But I know a lot of times people forget about Gladys because the huge body work she did with Motown and stuff, and she kind of gets lumped in as this pop kind of singer and stuff because she never really had the opportunity to show off her best work, you know, via the type of stuff that we just heard. You know, everybody thinks about I Heard It Through the Grapevine, and
they don't know about these tracks.
No,
you know?
They really don't.
And here is Gladys, and she's focusing on, there's a modern production, and she's making it all her own. Like other people we're going to focus on tonight, like Phyllis Hyman, who's got excellent modern productions, and Regina Bell, who has a lot of class. I think it's important, Mike, for us to focus on the ones that are doing it today, as well as all the great past, you know. It's really important.
They have to, because they obviously had to copy from people like the Gladys Knights and the Arethas and the Chaka Khans and all those to get to where they've gotten now, as far as developing the instruments, their style, their whole production technique, all of that stuff. But again, getting back to Gladys, it is a shame that sometimes Gladys does get lost in the shuffle, because either her production team or the work that was done on a lot of her stuff wasn't as dynamic as, say, a Patti LaBelle or a Chaka Khan or one of the ones that we know, as soon as you hear their name, you know, you think diva right off the top.
Yeah, I mean, Patti has had a lot of success, too, with modern production, and has carried on her superstardom. She's just basically continued to develop confidence in who she is and her class. These are great singers, Phyllis Hyman included. Tragic that she died. She deserved to live on, be recognized as one of the greats like Aretha and such, but some do not get the kind of due that they deserve, considering, you know, the quantity of quality material.
This is true, or rather more the scarcity of quality material. You know, when you get a successful producer or a good writing team behind you, that does more for your career than anything else, because you know you have endless outlets of material to get to and relate to and share with the audience, and also share as an artist. So somebody like Gladys Knight, to have the staying power that she's had for years and years, this is a testimony to the fact that she was able to do a lot of that on her own, you know, and she didn't let herself get lumped into that Motown type thing, being just a little pop star. She carried on, and she still has a solid career.
Yeah, Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle, strong women, really, with strong careers. But let's go back now to something that's, I mean, when we talk about the debut recording of Gerald Alston, later to be, or in modern times now, a star in the rhythm and blues soul field back in 1972. I mean, this was the beginning of it all.
For Gerald Alston, for sure. The former lead singer of the Manhattans, George Smith, died suddenly. There was a big search to find another voice, and somewhere down in the hills in North Carolina, at a small college called Cottrell College, they found Gerald Alston, and not only did they find him, they were so impressed with him that they decided to go beyond all of that and make him the lead singer and frontman for the Manhattans.
And what a debut performance, especially this track, One Life to Live. Now, I mean, I don't think that this had much exposure on the general radio, but I believe this was an R&B hit.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Let us dance with you. You know, this is my favorite song. I've been waiting all night just to get a chance to rap to you. There's so many things I want to say, and for so long I've been wanting to say them. How come you're crying? It's your man she's with. You never thought it could happen to you, huh? Oh yeah, I know what you mean. After all, she is your best friend. I wonder how long they've been seeing each other. I wonder if it's been as long as I've been digging on you. You know, I've been watching you for a long, long time. You know, I was sort of hoping we could hook up one time. If I could put all my wishes together, it couldn't describe the way I feel about you. If I can't hear a sound, oh baby, I'll hear. Yes, I will. If I can't see a doggone thing, I'll see you.
Brighten up my day. Oh yeah. If I had one life to live, let me live it with you. Oh yeah. Listen, I think of you all day, baby, baby. Whether near or far. I write your name. Oh yeah. I write once, twice, three times on my window pane. Oh yeah. If I have one life to live, let me live. I'm so lonely, I'm so lonely, I'm so lonely in my life.
life is so blue. It's just so hard, it's just so hard to make it in this world. To make it in this world without you, baby.
And that's what we call a devastating soul performance, Mike.
Indeed. Gerald setting it off right. It is a real compliment when you have a multi-man group and you have someone just come in where you decide his voice and whatever it is that he presents is so outstanding that you make him the front man. I mean, that's a huge compliment to pay to an individual and to a singer. So the Manhattans knew what they were doing when they put Gerald Austin up front like that.
I think so. They went down in soul history. I'm fortunate that tracks like that, I mean, I see large CD compilations coming out, little 45 boxes that have got all the hits and things, and they don't have tracks like that, you know. Unfortunately, the Dells will get remembered, Stay in My Corner, but if people just knew, you know, I mean, this is what, you know, we're trying to do on this show, is just show you that there's a wider world there, you know.
Yeah.
There's
to find that. A group like the Manhattans, who has classic songs like that and If My Heart Could Speak and some of the earlier stuff with George Smith like Can I, you find that later on, the stuff that they get credit for, like Kiss and Say Goodbye, as good a tune as it is, comes nowhere close to the earlier stuff. And I think that's true with a few groups.
Yeah.
You know, some achieve commercial success, but, you know, when you really look at their body of work, you find a lot of times the earlier stuff was really where it was at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's too bad. But hey, now let's go into another modern soul production. Somebody I know we both mourn her loss greatly, and that's Phyllis Hyman.
Man, that child was a gift from God, a goddess of a woman. I mean, Phyllis stood over 6 feet tall, and she was what we say in the parlance, healthy. She was healthy in body, healthy in spirit, and had a wondrous, wondrous voice when she made her breakthrough with Norman Connors doing the Stylistics cover of Betcha by Golly Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, everybody knew who Phyllis Hyman was, and she had an awesome voice.
Crossing over into jazz territory.
Crossed over, was a very skilled musician and singer, was able to do jazz, was a performer on Broadway, actually, doing the New York production of Sophisticated Ladies, the Broadway love note to Duke Ellington and his music.
Right.
Phyllis has a huge body of work, and it was ironic, a couple of nights ago, Spike Lee's School Days was on TV, and Phyllis Hyman had a spot in it where she does this ballad, and it's a shame, the demons that were inside her that could never bring her soul to peace, and she was into the coke, and, you know, she passed on, but, you know, she's not forgotten. It was a beautiful, beautiful lady, and yeah, better days, my dear.
Yeah, let Phyllis Hyman's spirit live on.
Score. Feel the way.
New directions calling you.
You're not in love with him anymore.
No more, no more.
Yeah, yeah. When you get right down to it, it could never be the same. Not like it was before. Fortune smiled on you today,
just today.
Someone put that smile on your face.
Never be the same.
think we should stop and focus on some talents like that, Mike. Shirley Brown, Angela Wimbush. That was Angela Wimbush. And focus on Shirley Brown, because these are great singers in the modern day.
Yes, indeed. And Angela, fortunately, did not go the same route as my sister Phyllis. Angela Wimbush, a great singer, was involved with her own thing. She had her own little act, Renee and Angela, and unfortunately for what...
In the 80s,
what immediate success they had, there were some things going on behind the scenes that were rather damaging to Wimbush's psyche and her career to a great extent. And Ronnie Isley, give props where it's due, managed to rescue Angela before she went the destructive path, and he brought Angela all the way back.
Yeah, I mean, here is someone who writes, sings, and arranges, possibly even plays piano. I mean, very major talent, and Ronnie Isley co-produced that album. An underrated record, really.
Very underrated, actually. I was surprised that Angela, in all honesty, hasn't gone as far in her career as we feel she could, because the fact that she was in an abusive situation and never got a chance to really shine. Smacks of what happens when you have a lot of artistic people around each other. You know, same human emotions are abound, jealousy and envy and stuff, and it was clear that her partner Renee was very jealous of her talent, and he did some very negative things in trying to stifle her growth.
Yeah, that's really sad. Another artist, Shirley Brown, first surfaced with the Woman to Woman set, and we're going to hear a track from that in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm. Shirley Brown, again, we talked about Laura Lee in the last show, being a disciple to some extent of Millie Jackson and developing the concept. And now Shirley Brown goes the concept route, but she also steps in and she confronts the other party.
Yeah.
So this was what made her little foray into the triangle situation her own. She put her own stamp on it by going this route with the woman concept.
Mm-hmm. In modern day, she's on Malico, but a really interesting track she made on the Arista records, her first record for Arista, which has many great tracks, but one of my favorites, Mike, is this one, When You Love Somebody.
All right.
Thank you. as gentle as a subtle raindrop, as warm as the noonday sun. It's all in how he makes love to me. It makes me call him patient. When he's away, his love is still with me. And when he's here, joy is no rarity. The way he calls me baby, baby, it makes me call him passion. He's my lover, and I need him so.
Brown from her Woman's a Woman album, a very beautiful track. And then before that, Shirley Brown, When You Love Somebody. Some beautiful tracks from a couple of great artists there. It's hard to always keep everything all in cue.
Shirley Brown, Stax veteran. Nice to hear that. When you go forth and go on to another label like that, that a lot of times you're able to take some of your people with you. And on that Arista album, she was able to take some of her folks like DJ Rogers and Harvey Mason, and Duck Dunn was on there as well, I believe. So
a very good sounding backup band to that When You Really Love Somebody.
Very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, another artist, perhaps not the superstar she should be. Certainly she should be as well known as Toni Braxton, but Regina Bell hasn't quite achieved that status yet.
No, not quite, but she surely has the chops. I mean, Regina Bell, in my humble opinion, can outsing Toni Braxton any day of the week. Mm. But we know sometimes in this business it's not about how good you are, but, you know, timing, whether you're in the right place at the right time. And Regina surely has the instrument to mm-hmm. do great things. I sincerely hope one day that she does get the break and everybody does get hip to the fact that this is a very gifted singer.
Yeah, and what more a gifted singer-songwriter than Sam Dees himself to introduce a track from her last CD, Love TKO. This is from a Robbie Vincent interview with Sam Dees in England. And this is one of our most favorite Soulful Brothers talking about Regina Bell.
I love the first record that I heard on them. It was just unbelievable, and it's the one thing that stands out for me with a new artist is the distinct sound of that artist that you can turn on the radio driving down the road and you hear that song and you know exactly who it is right now. Like the old days, you'd hear someone on the radio and you knew exactly who it was. Today, that's not all the time the case, and that's why my limited selection will, you know, it will be limited, because there's a lot of artists who sound alike, and it's kind of hard to tell who's singing what. But Regina Bell to me is an excellent singer, and I know that we've spoke about her before, and I would say that yeah, she's new in reference to marketplace, probably been singing for 1,000 years though.
Well, no, yes, you mean the old overnight success after 1,000 years, yes. Overnight success only taking 1,500 years, yes.
Right.
She'd be your number one, would she, at the moment?
I would think so. She's...
Your face lit up when you said that, you see.
Yeah. She's an outstanding singer, and you can recognize her when she's singing. I can, and it's not so much that it's whether it's my song or somebody else's song. Handles the song like an old timer.
Looking back over my years, I guess I've shed it some tears. I told myself time and time again, this time I'm gonna win. But another fight, things ain't right, I guess I'm losing again. Takes a fool to lose twice and start all over again. I better let it go. It looks like another love TKO. Two-time loser, trying to hold on, my faith is gone. It's just another sad song. Oh, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looks like another love TKO.
Oh, yeah.
Think I better let it go.
Let it go, baby.
Let it go, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Two-time loser, trying to hold on, my faith is gone. It's just another sad song.
Let it go. Looks like another love TKO.
Yeah.
Ain't no use in trying to hold on. I think I better let it go.
Now, a long time coming, we've wanted to do a Bobby Womack spotlight on some of the absolute killer tracks.
Bobby Womack, wasn't that Wilson Pickett's guitar player?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, he wrote a few tunes to him. What a better way to start out the set. Bobby on guitar, a tune for Wilson Pickett, and we'll start out with that, and then we're going to play... We'll try to just condense it down to 4 or 5 of the epic tracks. It's going to be tough, but we're really going to try here. But to start with, I've Come a Long Way, and one of my faves, The Wicked One.
They want the best things out of life. But not everyone, not everyone wanna go through the toils and strife. Like this particular fella walks around all day long saying, shine. Sleep in the shade. Life don't bug him, 'cause he thinks he's got it made. He never worried about nothing in particular. Ooh, he might even sell the free press on Sunset. I'd like to help a man when he's down, much when he's sleeping on the ground. It's like a bottle of water.
clouds float through life. Walks around all day long singing the song. Just to feed Harry's baby. She can lie down a story. So incredible. Man, you wanna help her take the food home and put it on the table. I'd like to help a man when he's down. But I can't help you, Harry, if you wanna sleep on the ground. Sorry, Harry, oh, you're too much weight to carry around. But he still walks around all day long singing this song. Sha-da-da, sha-da-na-na. His horn and starts blowing. Will you hang around LA or hitch a ride on a freeway? Meet an old familiar face at a new place. I'd like to help a man when he's down. But how can I help him if he's somewhere out of town? You laugh. You've had your last laugh, though. You laughed a whole lot of times as I walked out the door. So don't worry. He be back. See, he's in love and he hung up. But see, God, if he see that you don't want something that's good for you, he takes it away and gives it to somebody else that he feels like can use it. That's why on a day I can say that, oh, I'm through.
I'm through.
Trying to prove my love. Stand up today on my own.
I'm through.
Well, but I found someone, and I think she understands what it really means. What it really means to have a real man. She said, I'm not trying to take that other woman's place, but if I can't help you, I swear I won't stand in your way. Tell that woman that you're through. Try to fool your love too. She said, tell that woman.
soul. Just don't care. One get tired and gives up on loving the other. And oh, the other one go running in the streets, trying to find it in another. And oh,
the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh yes it will. Makes me afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming. Carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
No favors, but everything's got to happen in its own space and time. Games that people play, they're so afraid to face the time of day.
chance.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, on African Rhythms, CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Mr. Bobby Womack. And that's a great moment from the Poet album from the early 80s. Something special, Mike.
Yeah, indeed. That was my, actually, the Poet was my favorite Bobby Womack album. And I like that jazz flavor that he puts in there on games people play.
Yeah, David, there's that David T. Walker there. Mm-hmm. So that's Beverly Glenn. The guy was a bit of a gangster who ran the label, so it
as
didn't
many
go
were
far.
In the music business in that time, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Anita Baker was who I was trying to think of. She did her debut album, and we played that on a previous show, and that was Patrick Motzen production also. Mm-hmm. And before that, we had the short stint with Epic Bobby had there, Change Is Gonna Come, from Home Is Where the Heart Is.
Nice tribute to the Sam. I like the fact that Bobby picked that song out. You can always do covers and stuff, but it's interesting the type of covers that an artist does, knowing that there's certain things that you don't touch unless you're going to do it right. And I like how he approached the Sam Cooke thing, you know, just really very sedate, very kind of calm and whatnot, but still soulful.
Yeah, and he was in Sam Cooke's band. Obviously, you can see the profound influence there. Yeah, there was just a very sweet and beautiful way that he approached the track, not trying to overdo it. And it's haunting in parts of it, the echoes you hear of the spirit of Sam right there.
For sure. What I really liked, though, was how you set it off with playing the picket tune, because in that first few bars, it really sounded like Wilson Pickett sounding like Bobby Womack. That was kind of cool, the way he kind of like swooped into that song. It's like, that's Bobby, that's not Wilson.
No. Yeah, well, you know, Bobby had to pay his dues. He wasn't always in the spotlight, but at least he wrote I'm In Love for Wilson Pickett. Stones took It's All Over Now. There's the famous story when he was 17, had his group The Valentinos with Cecil, I believe, his
that's
brother.
Right.
And that's a little bit of the history of Bobby, that we heard something from Understanding album, Harry Hippie, which was a hit for him, a top 10 hit. Mm-hmm. And also, we heard from Facts of Life, I'm Through Trying to Prove My Love to You, which is an incredibly moving track, I find.
Yes, basic begging music for you gentlemen out there, trying to talk to the ladies, indeed.
And speaking of which, Mike, you selected an Isley's track here?
Yes, indeed. I'm giving a smooth shout out here to my buddy in New West, Roger Jones. Roger, I know if you're listening tonight, I couldn't find you what you wanted to hear, but I'm going to give you something that's just as good, if not better. So I'm going to let Ronnie rap some stuff down to you.
All right.
I got to tell you, everybody listening out there, if you want to know where the soul trees grow, believe that the roots start with African Rhythms here on CITR.